This is Unleashing Leadership. I'm your host, Travis Moss, with our Season 5 special guest, Dave Nerchi, and we're getting after the lessons learned from the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. And our message for the day, let go of the past and used to be requirements. So the requirements of the past, they got to go with the past. And this is brought to you by NQR Media, Inc., where we unapologetically bring to light things that need to be talked about. Find more about NQR at our website, which you can go to nqrmedia.com. You can also go to YouTube, get all kinds of live stuff going on there, youtube.com/@NQRmedia. So you can find us on YouTube as well. You'll get a chance to see all of our other shows that we do. We have shows on college, living your best life, getting the most out of your money, and of course, this one on leadership and management. All right, Dave. So back to the show. We have to let go of the past and we got to let go of the requirements that used to be. So why don't you hit us? Why don't you take off with this? I'm going to give you extra talking time today.
All right. How generous of you.
Well, I recognize that there was an episode a couple episodes ago where you talked for about 30 seconds and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it's tough.
It's all about you. It's all about you
sometimes.
Now. It's all about you now.
Right. Yeah, I like this one because the biggest thing that stuck out to me is that you're really going to stunt your company growth, your people's growth, your whole organization if you kind of stick to this is the way we do things mentality. And that's how I look at the used to be, right? So this is how we do things. If you hire new people, when we bring new people in, right, we want them to, you know, tell me how to do it. Tell me a better way to do it, right? Learn and listen and train, right? But then try to figure out a better way to do it. So if you have the type of culture environment where everyone just kind of sticks to the status quo, it's, hey, you know, don't ask questions, let's do it this way, then the biggest problem you're going to have is continued growth and development in your organization.
Yeah, I'm just writing a couple of notes here. See, I was working on being quiet.
Yeah, that I know. It was weird.
Well, I was just thinking while you were saying that, I was thinking conventional wisdom, you know, because you got the whole, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So this is the way we do it. This is the way we've been doing it. We're going to do it like this forever, basically till the wheels fall off. And then one day the wheels actually fall off and like everybody acts surprised. Like, I can't believe it doesn't work anymore. And it's like, well, come on, man. Like everything changes.
Yeah.
And then I think if you're stuck on this is the way it was done and these are the requirements that we've always had to do it, you don't have any adaptability, like from a proactive standpoint. And I see this a lot of times in workflows and processes and some of the stuff that you work a lot on with our company, which is you build something to work in a certain time, maybe based on the regulations at the time or the staffing or the technology or something like that. And the company grows and has all kinds of new people and all that kind of stuff. And then like you just start to hit a wall and you're going, why am I hitting a wall? This doesn't make any sense. I keep putting more money towards this. I keep bringing in more people. We keep subscribing to more technology. Why aren't we able to move forward? And then you dig into the processes and you find out, we're not moving forward because it's almost like, yeah, we're spending the money on these other things, but we're still doing it as if we were back in the day, you know? And I think that that's the hardest thing is it's not only processes. We get stuck with processes, but then we also get stuck with even the way we look at our business in general, you know, and founders do this all the time. Well, I had to, you know, pull myself up by my bootstrap and I had to risk everything. And, you know, I want people to, you know, come and work at my business the way that I went about it when we started it. And it's like, well, if that's the case, they're going to start their own business. Like, you're a unique animal. Mm-hmm. Just because you did it one way doesn't mean that that next generation is going to do it the same way. You might have to kind of get over where you're coming from and think about where you're going. So I think it's on a leadership standpoint, you know, there's stuff to learn here, but I also think it's on a, you know, normally when the business gets gummed up, when it can't move forward, you look at it and you go, wow, why is that person still doing these archaic procedures with all this new technology. I mean, we talked about it with technology before. It's like, we should get a new technology program. And I'm always coming back going, but we don't even use the one we have to its fullest potential yet.
Right. Yeah. And you brought up a good point. I think what I kind of heard you saying there too is it doesn't mean it was wrong at one point either. Just because you did it that way. And we had an episode on this, right? Knowing what is needed as opposed to what was needed. So at the time, that probably was a good process when you had it. So learning from it and why it is not a good process anymore is the biggest kind of lessons learned there to continue growing. And so people understand, you know, new people to the organization or as you're making changes, this is why, if you could put a, this is why we're doing it behind any change you make, it's generally better accepted across the organization.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that's sticky too, as the organization's growing, as you have people who are doing paperwork, let's say a certain way, and they're doing paperwork because that was a competency of the business years ago. But the business has grown, the work has changed, the paperwork has even changed. What you need regarding the paperwork has changed. And the person doing the paperwork the old way, so they go, we can't do as much paperwork because there's just too much paperwork. We need help. So you go out and you get help, and the help comes in, and they teach the help the old way too, right? Mm-hmm. So now you've got people duplicating these old and inefficient ways to do work. And when you go to them and you're like, why are you doing that? They say, well, this is the way that you do it. This is the procedure that was set forth. And it's like, yeah, but can't you look at the situation and go, this is wholly inadequate at this point? And if it's wholly inadequate and it's holding you back, it's not necessarily like how many people do we throw at it. It's at what point do we raise our hand and say, look, man, this was a great idea 5 years ago, but it doesn't work anymore. We got to change this. And I think that's a real life kind of scenario that a lot of businesses are in. A lot of I've seen local governments that do this. They're still working on, with very archaic technology or something like that, because that's the way it's always been done. And it's like, get it upgraded, get it modernized, help yourself out. And when you ask them, well, why don't you upgrade this? They go, well, that's just the way it's always been done. Or they don't have the skills to do that. Well, then teach them the skills.
And what do you get with that? You get frustrated people, right? Because they're doing things and they're doing probably repetitive task. What comes to mind is a repetitive task or something. You mentioned paperwork. You have people doing things and it's repetitive work that it's got 8 steps. Maybe it only needs 3 steps and it just like drains their energy out. So you get frustration. And when you're looking at it as a leader, you end up over hiring or hiring where maybe you didn't need to, right? Because you didn't get a process the right way and you think you need, 5 people doing this now for the amount.
We've been there.
Right. and that's not a good solution, right? Because then what happens? Now you start figuring things out and now you have way too many people doing that same job. So you end up with a lot of issues if you're not addressing this type of thing that you have to work out. And they could be complicated because you're talking about people. Yep. And if you're talking about frustrated employees, then if things aren't working out and their energy's kind of getting sucked out if they're doing things like this. And eventually the company becomes a thing of the past, right? If you keep living in the past.
Well, and there's also a territorial issue. There's, we've seen it where people, this is really hard work or this is really time consuming work. And it's not supposed to be hard and it's not supposed to be time consuming. It is because the systems and the processes and technology hasn't been upgraded. But they almost want to keep it that difficult because I'm the one who can do this. I'm the only one who can do this. And so the longer that it festers where you let people live in the past, the more they're going to become almost egotistical in the sense that I'm the most important person here because I know how to do this and it's very difficult and very time consuming. It's like, yeah, but it shouldn't be. Right. And you might be a special person and you might be a special employee, but you're not special because you're the only one who can do that job. In fact, you might be not special at all because you're forcing us to do it that way because you won't let go of it and let us develop it in a better way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a problem in itself, right? If you have people who are territorial and defending their process or their value, that's literally the opposite of what you want, right? You want to teach people, and the more people who know and understand processes and can improve it, the more smart people on something, right, the better in a lot of cases to figure out how to make it better.
Yeah, maybe that goes in with one of the last points that we made about, you want news to travel through the organization. We were talking about bad news, right? But you also want free flowing information. This goes to the whole my whole stance against silos, right? From some of our earlier seasons, you don't want information stopping. You don't want there to be this kind of error of complexity or error of difficulty that's not actually true, that is just circumstantial based on somebody's influence type of thing. You really want to have, if you're getting tied up on something and it's slowing it down, it is not a measurement of the person in a negative way for them to say, hey, look, I'm getting tied up on this. The system doesn't seem right anymore. We need all these other capabilities. What should we be doing there? And then as a leader, from a leadership perspective, you go, okay, well, you know what? That's not mission critical right now. And I know it's redundant, and I know it's actually being expensive for us because it's costing us extra time and frustration, but we've got these other three things that are in line ahead of it. But here's the plan on how we're going to come back and address that. So, I think that you want that information traveling through quickly and not somebody using it to protect themselves.
Yep. Keep things moving.